Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf Hei tonight. Okay, so today's Daf is Megillah Daf Chaf Hei. I'm beginning on the bottom line of Chaf Dalam Rebbe's last word on the page. So Manitin HaOmer Yivarchucha Tovim HaRezu Derech HaMinot. If a person says he's davening to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he says that the good people should bless you. That's Derech HaMinot, that's the type of heresy. So Rashi says, let's see the Rashi, Yivarchucha Tovim HaRezu Derech HaMinot, the top line of Rashi. He's just saying, like, good people should bless you, not the wicked people. So Chazal teach us, chelbana was one of the ingredients for the ketoret, for the incense. They usually translated as galbanum, has a bad odor. And yet the Torah says it has to be included with the ketoret. The Torah requires it all to be together. So it means everybody should bless Hashem, not just the good people. And then there's a different shot, though. If you look at Tosfos, Yivarchucha Tovim, the top Tosfos, Teresha Motzida Poshim Nakal, that's the same as Rashi, Inami, Yishundabechse Kishte Rishud, Homor Elokim Tovim. In other words, or the other shot is Yivarchucha Tovim, that the people should bless the Tovim. In other words, that there's more than one God, Chas V'Shalom. So it's a different way of learning the line. So back in the Mishnah, if a person says, your mercy, means speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, reaches to the Kansipur, to the bird's nest, and it's talking about with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. They are there, the Torah says, if you have a bird and it's chicks, so you send away the mother bird, then you take the chicks, and we'll see in a minute in the Gemara what the problem with that is. The Atov Yizacher Shemecha. For the good, your name should be remembered. And again, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute what the problem with it is. Or modim, modim, shakana. If a person says modim, modim twice, what it means we thank you, so we silence him. Hamechane ba'arayot, mishakinot. Hamechane ba'arayot, we rash the shad, he says, when it says in the Torah, ervadavicha, ervadim kalot tigalef, the shad means I shouldn't have chashal relations with my father's wife. Or, you know, achot imchai, like I shouldn't have chas v'shalom relations with my mother. So, but he learns it means like sort of like more of a metaphor. It just means like I shouldn't say something disparaging about my parents. So if a person learns it that way, we silence him. Ha'omer, if a person says, umizarakalo tin lahavir lamolech, in the Torah there's a lav that I shouldn't give my progeny to the molech. So there's a machlok in the Gemara what this means. But the shot that Rashi takes in here is that if you look at the last Rashi on the Mishnah, it says, they would give the child to the priest of Molech, and he would take it between two fires. That's one shot in the Gemara, is Lahavir, but he says, back in the Mishnah, it means the way he is interpreting the pasuk that you shouldn't, you know, impregnate a non-Jewish woman. So then we silence him also. That's not the shot in the pasuk, and it would lead to problems because if you would learn that way, so then you'd be like theoretically chayav korban chatah for the shogeg and mitzvah beit din for mezid v'hatra, but that's not the case. All right. So, any question? We're going to explain the Mishnah more when we get into the Gemara. But any questions, comments to us? What is this? Yeah, so I assume he means that. Yeah, I don't know how he explains the Molech. Let me see. I assume he means like to the people who worship the Molech. That's what it would be. Right. In other words, you shouldn't like give your zera, your semen. Lamolech, like look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo tavola kuti totally ben labodazara." Shouldn't have relations with a non-Jewish woman, and she'll give birth to a child who will be an obed abodazara. So that's what he takes it. That don't cause your progeny to worship the Molech. In other words, by impregnating a non-Jewish woman. No. Molech is the abodazara, and the Molech is worshipped, and there's different shots. It says that they would give their children ba'esh. So one shot is that you would give it to the kohanim of the avodah zarah, and they would have these fires, and they would pass the child between the fires. What? No. In other words, that's the law in the Torah. Don't do that. Otherwise, be chayav kare. But he interprets it. That, okay, so good. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. It says umi zarachalo tin lavi lemoth. There's no yichus to him. But the way, first of all, this is the way that he's misinterpreting the pasuk. But he's misinterpreting it that you're zera, like your biological child. You shouldn't give in a way to a non-Jewish woman than in a way that it'll end up worshiping a avodah zara. That's the way he misinterprets the pasuk. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, modim So one of the wrong things that a person should not say to a Kaddish Baruch Hu is modim modim, like twice. So the Gemara says that I understand. That looks like there's two gods. I say modim. Modim is like, you know, worshiping God A, worshiping God B, chas v'shalom. So that I understand. For the good, your name should be remembered. You know, the same with Kaddish Baruch Hu, Nami, the mashma al tov in v'al ra lo. That in other words, your name should only be mentioned with good, not with bad. But we learn in the Mishnah, and this we had in Masech HaBrachot, a person's mechuyev to give blessings to Hashem for the good and for the bad, or for the bad and the good. So that I understand also. So if I just say Al-Tov, and always like your name should only mention the good, but really everything is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and even that which we perceive as being bad is really good. And Rashi brings down that we make the bracha of Hatova Meitiv and Dayan Hemet. Does he bring it down here or not? Well, yeah. The second narrow line in the Rashi, Tovi Zecher Shemecha, Tovu Techanu Delacha, Osha Amar Shnei Pami Modimon. This we did, but where is it? Yeah. In the Gemara. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is Ala Ra Bruchta and Emet. Ala Tova Bruchta Tova Meit. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Ela Kansi Puriya Gira Chamecha My Tama. But what's wrong with saying that? You know, but your mercy even reaches to the Kansipur, to the bird's nest. So he says, my time. So here, the Bach is my time low. What's bad with that? So please, Batre Amarai Bama Rava, Rabbi Yossi Barav, and Rabbi Yossi Barzvita. So the Gemara says there are two Amarai in the West, and Eretz Israel, the Mach Loket about this. Now, if you remember, or I remember, Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Barzvita, in the same Amarai of the Mach Loket and Masechet Shabbat, Adaf Chabed, about the reason for Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel with the Chanukah, you know, that you're like, you know, Mosi Beholdech or Pochi Beholdech, to give the Sfarah for Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So Chadamar, Nishameitel Kina, B'masei Breshit. One says, it's like, if I make a statement like that, it's like I'm injecting jealousy, B'masei Breshit. In other words, I'm saying like Hashem shows mercy for the birds, he doesn't show mercy for the animals. In other words, so that's one problem. That's his svarah. The other side says that I make the mitzvot of Kaddish Baruch Hu rachamim. In other words, mitzvot are merciful. They ain't an elixirot, but they're really xerot from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So in the article they mentioned, there's a Ramban in his Perush of Chumash in Sefer Devarim. He says that this mitzvah of Shluach HaKein is given to us to instill Midas Rachamim in us, but it's not per se a Midas Rachamim, you know, vis-a-vis the bird. In other words, it's just through doing this act, we should, you know, end up with the Midas Rachamim. That's the purpose of the mitzvah, but it's not a Midas Rachamim vis-a-vis the bird. Okay, so the Gemara says it means that a person should view the mitzvahs as zero from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, let's just take a look. We'll do one Tosfos, and then I'll pause for a minute. The second Tosfos, everybody with me? So it says, Neshtaosa mitotav shel Kaddish Baruch Hu rachamim. Mitotav meaning here the mitzvot. I mean, I'm like compart or designating the mitzvot as being like mitot rachamim, behinin el zeirot. So Tosfos says, Kasha la Rebbe Uchanan, amashi sara kalir, b'kdusha toa, shana womrim b'yom sheni shel Pesach, that they had like different piyutim they would add on the second day of Pesach, and said, Sitko, Otobi Ebeno, Lotishchatu B'yomachad. The Mashma, Shurtzlamar Shachishbarku Chasl Otobi Ebeno, who I know El Gzeira. In other words, in the Piyot, it sounds like Hashem has Rachamim, it was Sitko, and it was his righteousness of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, is Otobi Ebeno, Lotishchatu B'yomachad. And he gives us a mitzvah, in other words, you're not supposed to shut even though it says okay, it's really the mother with the offspring on the same day. Please kasha on the piyut. All right, let's take a look. All right, let me just do a little bit more, and then we'll pause. I'm just going to pause, but next piece is also related. Let me do a few more lines. He says, "Ahu denachit kami deraba." Nachit means yored. There was somebody who was yored, who was davening for Rabba, and the person, the shlich sibur, says, "Amar atachasta kan sipur. You, Hashem, have mercy for the kan sipur, for the bird's nest. Atachus rachem aleinu. You should have rock. In other words, you're merciful in the birds. You should have mercy in us." And then the next line is not in Gemara, in Brachot and in Yaakov, but I'll say it. Atachasta ol Otobia beno. You have mercy on Otobia beno. In other words, you're not allowed to shech the mother and its offspring on the same day. He says, Atachus rachem aleinu. You should have rachem on us. So Amar Rabba, so when Rabba heard this, he said, Kamiyada haimi rabbanan l'ratzu yilamari. Like this, Taman Chacham, he really knows how to say the right words to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabba, Rabba was his uncle and his Rebbe, Ma'amishatkin oto tanan. But the Mishnah says that we silence somebody who says this, and you're praising it. So the Gemara says, Rabba l'chigud l'abaye b'dabah. Rabba just wanted to sharpen Abaye. In other words, he didn't mean it this way, but he just wanted to sharpen him up. You know, I saw somebody, one of the Mepharshim, they were asking, they had this in the Mesechta Gemara, they were saying, how could Rabba have lied? In other words, like, Rabba is saying, like, the wrong thing, like, Kamayada Haimi Rabbanan Ratzvi Lamare. So they said that the line could be understood both as a statement and a question. So, in other words, he made it, I guess, like, somewhat ambiguously, and to see whether Abaye would understand what he meant. In other words, like, Kamayada, like, Haimi Rabbanan Ratzvi Lamare, like, does he really know how to praise Hashem? In other words, he doesn't. But he wanted to see whether Abaye was, up to stuff with the whole thing. Okay. All right. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I've said so far? Everybody good? Okay. I'm going to move on. All right. So now we're around five lines above where it gets wide on Hapeh Manal. Who denachit kamid Rebbe Chanina? Somebody was yored before Rebbe Chanina. Now, the only connection with this Gemara is that we have Rebbe Chanina again. Did we have Rebbe Chanina before or not? He says, No. This is the first time.
It's so another Ahu Denachet.
Yeah, that's true. But no. Rebbe Chanina is going to be repeated on a few lines. I got a little confused. Ahu Denachet coming to Rebbe Chanina. Somebody was yored before Rebbe Chanina. Amar Hakel Abedol Agbor Bahanora Ha'adir Vachazak Ma'amis. So he said, he kind of juiced up his tefillah. We always say Hakel Abedol Agbor Bahanora, the great, the strong, the fearsome God, but he adds on Adir, also great, Hazak, also strong, Amitz, also type strong. I don't know how to define each one, but Amitz also means strong. So Amar Le, Siamtinu L'Shvachi Demara. So Rebbe Chanina said, have you finished your, soliloquy here, like all your praises to your master? Hashta Hani Kalata, Ilat Kavina Moshe Baraita. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not written this way, there's a pasuk in the Torah, and Rashi, I think, brings it down. If you look at Rashi, there's a pasuk in the Torah that mentions those three things. Gadol Gibor Benora. So he said, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said them, he says, Ba'atu and the Bakhtans on Sheikh Nesu Gadol of Tachninu, and the Ad Sheikh Nesu Gadol came in, and the Rashi brings down this pasuk in Sefer Ezra, Ba'atalokinu Hakel Hagadol Gibor Benora, Shomer Abrit Ba'chesed. The same three appellations are used in say for Ezra, and Ezra is one of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. But they were mitakein our tefillot anan lo amin lo. We wouldn't say it. In other words, we're just following what Moshe Rabbeinu and what Ezra did, and that's what we're doing. He says, "Vad amri kulihai," and you have all these other shvachim you want to add on. So Mashali Adam is saying that a person can never say an adequate number of shvachim for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we just follow what Moshe Rabbeinu did, what Ezra did, and they were mitakein, and that's the way we keep it. So Mashali Adam, Shilu Elef Alfei Elefim Zinrei Zahav. It's like a person, he's a multi-millionaire. In other words, he's got billions of dollars. By Yumakalsin Oto Dinrei Kesef. And they praise him, he has some silver. In other words, he's got all this gold. And they say, in one version, it's Elef Dinrei Kesef, or Dinrei Kesef, is Logan Ayhulo, is that like a put down? In other words, he's like a multi-billionaire. And he say, he has an account with $50,000. So it's like, it's not like a shevach to him, it's a denigration to him. So it means that similarly with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, his abilities and his descriptions are, you know, beyond our ability to do. So anything we say would not be adequate to the task. So we just have to keep it to the way that Moshe Rabbeinu said, the way Sheikh Yosef Golda said, and that's where we're going to do it. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? All right. Let's go further. Now we're on line 3, the third wide line of Chafei Manala. Now here's where Rabbi Hanina comes to begin. So we mentioned Rabbi Hanina. Here's another Rabbi Hanina, but it's nothing other than Rabbi Hanina. It doesn't relate to the previous Gemara. Amar Rabbi Hanina, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirat Shemayim. Everything is in God's hands except for Yirat Shemayim. Meaning there's a Gzeira and Shemayim, you know, about just about everything in our lives. But Yirat Shemayim, we have the Chira Chavshit, how much fear we're going to have of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shne'emar, the pasuk says, Yata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Okecha Shoel Mimach, Ki Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paul Yisrael, you know, if you use a little like King James version, you know, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God? Was what does Hashem require you to Yira? So it means, but Yira is in your ballpark. In other words, that's up to you. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, Yira Milch is a Tarkihi. So the Gemara says, what does Hashem require? Just Yira? That sounds like Yira is a small thing, but it's not. That's the whole enchilada. So the Gemara says, in Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milta Zutarti. So for Moshe Rabbeinu was Milta Zutarti. So something Rabbi Simon has mentioned in the past, that it's something from the Baal Shem Tov and the Gemara, they both said the same thing. So even if, like, in other words, the simple shot in the Gemara is, for Moshe Rabbeinu was a small thing. But every rabbi has to know his congregation who he's talking to. In other words, like, let's say the rabbi's from, and he's speaking to a group of people who are Mechale Shabbos. He says, it's so simple to observe Shabbos. You know, it's not so simple. You have to know who you're talking to. So what does it mean? So Moshe Rabbeinu is suggesting to Klal Yisrael, how can they say, you know, what is the Shabbos Yira? So the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra say, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu means for the people who were, like, in the vicinity of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were near him. They like, associated with him. For them, it was a milta zutartihi. And for the people, if you hung around Moshe Rabbeinu, so then Yirat Shemayim was not a big task. It was like you saw what Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of doing. All right, now let me just do a few more lines here. So the Gemara says, "Machali Adam shemachshin lemenu kli gadol v'yeshlo." Let's say it's like you have a person, you ask like the kli gadol, and he has it. It's no big deal. The way I was thinking, like, let's say a guy's a millionaire, he asks him to borrow $20. He pulls out the $20 bill. Here, go. He says, Katan ba'emo. But if you're asking something, davar katan, but he doesn't have it, it seems like a kli gadol. You know, a person only has $5, he has a 20. It's like, you know, it's beyond his means. So in the same fashion, once in Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirat Shemayim was not such a big thing. So he says, Masha mokecha shuel meimach. All right, let's just see. Let's just do the Rashi, and then we'll do Tosos, and then we'll talk. Okay. So look at the Rashi. Chutz miyirat shemayim, otam esur bidei adam. In other words, that's given over to man. Everybody gets to decide how much yira they're going to have to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shehi hu atzmo mechim libo lekach. Afal kav shicholot biyado latim lebeinu elav. Even though Hashem could adjust ourselves, you know, he could impact on us. He says, Israel. Like, this is a famous line we have Ashkenazim recite up here on the Yom Kippur. You know, it's built on this pasuk. Like the clay in the hands of the potter, so are we in your hands. The Navi says, I'll remove like the stone heart from you, but Hashem could do it, but he leaves it in our rishus. Now, let's just see Tosfos, and then we'll talk. So the third Tosfos, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyirat Shemayim, everybody with me. Tasha, Habaperek Eluna, Rod, Aminan, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Misina Mupachim. In Ksubis, which we're coming up in Daf Yomi in about 9 months or so, it says that everything is Yirat Shemayim, make it a year. It says everything is in God's hands, except from Sina Mupachim, like chills and heat, and heat. Means the... It means a person, right, a cold, a person's not careful. He says, so Venira the Hakamari betoldot Adam, Miachamo Tipesh, Anio Ashir Gibura Kalash. So here, when the Gemara in our Gemara says everything except Yirat Shemayim, It's talking about a person's disposition, you know, and his attributes, whether he's going to be a chacham or a tipesh, he's going to be poor or wealthy, gibor or kalash, the whole nigzar lav, that's already been nigzar on him from the get-go. Chutz min ha-yira, except for yira, yira has not been decreed. The thief, al yitalel, chacham, I think, the chachmato, let's see what the pasuk is. You know, take pride in his chacham and the wealthy name of the wealth. Gibor Gorto, Kimzodia Lil Maglil has Kelvia Doati. Bahakam, but over there, Mr. Tubot, Myri Bim Orodha Dama, don't love Boelav, a harsh nola, means things that occur to him after he's born, Gamhaim Bide Shemayim, there was Chutzmi Sinu Pachim, except for Perishat Korbachom. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I have a question. Don't we have Bechira Chavshit completely for all mitzvot? I don't understand. If you don't have Bechira Chavshit, how could you be guilty of a sin?
That's what we're saying. You're a
Shemayim, but everything else we do, well, the mitzvot.
I mean, Bechira Chavshit, it flows from Yiret Shemayim, right? In other words, I decide I'm going to be Chal Shabbos or Shomer Shabbos.
Well, it's not just Yiret Shemayim is the only thing there. It means your choice in everything that you do. So it's everything. I mean, it's not just having fear of God. It's doing the mitzvot. Because
right,
if that was
there,
what he's saying is the Yirat Shemayim is driving your doing the mitzvot.
Right.
So it really means everything. It really means everything. I mean, it's...
All right.
I was going to say that when it says, Ma'amata Sherl M'mchad M'mashu B'Bain, what does God ask you only year? There's two kinds of year. This year from being scared, or year of Me'ahava.
A person can be Ovid Hashem from Ava or from Yira, right? A person can serve Hashem from Ava.
Ava is a higher
level. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Everybody good? Yosef, you're good? Yeah, so. Okay, so Yosef asked me to go over the Tosos again. So Tosos was bothered. There's a steer between our Gemara says everything is in the hands of the heaven except Yirat Shemayim. And the Gemara in Ksuba says that everything is in God's hands except for Sinim Apachim. So he says that our Gemara is talking about that there's a Gzeira on the person's, you know, attributes and whether he's going to be poor, right, and when it's Chacham Ki Pesh. So everything is the Gzar except for the Yira, that thing. But he says, but the other Gemara is talking about events that will take place after he's born, like go throughout his life, like you know, the things that will occur to him. So that's Nigzar except for Tzino and Pachim. Okay. Now let me go further on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, we're up to Amar Rabbi Zeira. Okay, we're on the six very wide line. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer Shma Shma. Kumar modim modim dami. So Rabbi Zeira says, if a person says Shema and then Shema repeats it, that's the equivalent of saying modim modim. Now the Mishnah said modim modim shachinoto that we saw, and the Gemara said is mechsi kishtei b'shuyo. So meifeng, and this we ask a kasha from the following brisa. The brisa says a kreif Shema v'kofla. If a person recites Shema and then repeats it, a raisa maguna. It's like repugnant. It's like not good. Maguna hu dahabi. So it's bad, but it's, you don't silence him. So which is it? Is it Meshachinoto or it's Mdavar Maguna? So lo kasha, there's no contradiction between the two statements. Hada Amar Milta Milta Vitani Law. One is he's repeating each word and repeating each word. Hada Amar Pasuka Vitani Law. The other is he's repeating each Pasuk. Now, which way is which? So the way Rashi learns is if it's each word, Rashi learns that's the Meshachinoto. If I say Shema Shema, then that's Meshachinoto. Wait. I gotta make sure. Wait. Kolteva Omei Rishona Ain Kamash Vachti Rishuyot El Magun. I said it right. The other way around. Yeah. So Rashi learns if I say each word, that's Maguna. It's foolish, but it's Maguna. But if I repeat the pasuk, then Rashi learns then it's Meshachinoto. But Tosfos in Brachot learns just the opposite. So Tosfos learns that if he says each word and repeats it, that's Meshachinoto. If he says the whole Pasuk, that's just Maguna. Now, I saw today the Sfas Emes, they quoted this in the Masechta Gemara, and the Sfas Emes says he thought that Tosfos Pshat makes more sense because let's say a person didn't have Kavana when he was saying Shema. So what's he supposed to do? So he was saying that if the person, the way Tosfos has it, so if he just repeats the word, so then that's Meshakin Oto. But if he repeats the whole Pasuk, it's Maguna, but at least he'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah that way. That's one way to have it. Now, another thing that Tosfos talks about is, as you know, on Motzei Yom Kippurim, we repeat the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. We repeat it. This is in Tosfos and Brachot on Daf Lamed Dalet. So over there, Tosfos says that, so how can we repeat Shema Yisrael twice? In other words, Shema Yisrael twice is either Meshakin Oto, according to Rashi, or it's a Davar Maguna, according to Tosfos. Nobody says it's a good thing. You know, we have in the Matzor, we repeat Shema Yisrael. And then we also have Hashem Hu Elokim, we repeat several times. So Tosfos wants to say that repeating Shema Yisrael is only a problem when I'm trying to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's what Tosfos learns. In other words, so if I'm trying to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Shema in the morning in the Zman, then it's a problem, otherwise not. And also, sad thing to think about, but you know, the post can bring down that Rachman and San, you know, was not 100 Sfat Segur. A person, if he thinks that like the end is coming, he should try to say Shema Yisrael, and so that he dies on the word Echad. That's like a person should try to, you know, the last word should, you know, theoretically be Echad. So if a person sees that the end is near, he says Shema Yisrael, but he's going to repeat it. But there also you repeat it. All right, now let's just see further in the Gemara. After at the end of Yom Kippur, do we repeat Shema or not? After at the end of Yom Kippur. Oh, so we don't repeat Shema? Oh, so Tosfos says we repeat Shema over there. So I guess Tosfos has a different minhag than we have. Tosfos says we repeat Shema mostly Yom Kippur. I guess we don't repeat it. But he mentions Hashem Elokim that we do repeat. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So. Now, Amalei Rav Papa Rava. So Rav Papa says to Rava, "The Dilma Mikar Lo Kibein Date, Bahashta Kibein Date." So Rav Papa says to Rava, "What are you doing to the person? Like maybe he didn't have kavana. He's just repeating it because he wants to have the right kavana." So Amalei Chabruta Klape Shmaya. In other words, are you, like the attitude is so bad. In other words, like you think like and it was the first you're approaching Shema. You're not having the right kavana. It's like a chavrusa kalape mala. And it was like, think like the Ribbono Shel Olam is like your friend. And he says, you hit him with a hammer, so he has kavana. So I spoke out the Sfas Emes, but I think I saw also, they said in the Sifta that a person could say it quietly to himself. In other words, if he didn't have kavana, then the second time he should say it quietly to himself. So it shouldn't be like a public declaration. Everybody hears him saying Shema Yisrael twice. You know what I mean? So you say it quietly to yourself. Oh, like that? And so, okay. All right, let's see for that now. I think I've seen also that they say that if you say the whole first paragraph and then you go back, it's not a problem. So if you say the first whole paragraph of Shema, and then you go back and repeat it, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Can I ask a question about Shema and Yom Kippur?
Wait four lines, and then we'll take the question, okay?
All right.
I'll pause in four lines, okay?
Sounds good.
Now, Makanaba Rayot Meshakin Oto means we said that in the Torah it says, Ervad Imchav Ervadavik Lot Belay, don't reveal the nakedness of your father and mother. That he's machana means he's flipping it over. It means I shouldn't have relations with my father's wife. I shouldn't have relations Rahman al-San with my mother. But he says it just means I shouldn't speak disparagingly about them. So Tana, Rav Yosef, Plon of Yiponimo. Rav Yosef taught in the Baraisa that what Misha means, that like he says something like disgraceful about the father or mother, which is the wrong interpretation. Ha'omer, means Arakalti Lahavir Bakulay, and the person says the Pasuk, you shouldn't give your child to the Mola. So Tana, the baby Rabbi Shmuel, Bryce was taught on the basement of Rabbi Shmuel, the Israel of Balakuti, that the Mishnah is speaking about a Jew who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, who will leave him at a Ben La Bodhazara, and he has a child that's going to be, you know, designated for a Bodhazara, except for the bear. That's the way the person, you know, wants to interpret the Pasuk. Okay, what do you got for me, Robert?
So on Yom Kippur, the Chazan at the end says Shema,
right.
Then the congregation repeats it.
But right.
I'm only saying it once, and he's only saying
right,
it once.
Right, right. That's what
how, they say. How are we saying it twice?
Yeah, so Tosfos and Brachot says you say it several times. They mentioned to me here that they only say it once. We only say it once, so we're not saying it more than once.
But why would they have why would they have a rule to say it twice if you're not supposed to do it?
Yeah, so Tosfos says that the problem of repeating it is only when you're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah. In other words, when I'm saying Shema in the morning or in the evening, I'm trying to be yotzei the mitzvah, and then if I say it twice, that's mechzi kishtei reshut. It looks like there are Rachman and Sanders.
Now that I understand.
But if I'm saying it another occasion, Tosfos says, it's not a problem. Okay?
Thank you.
That's going to Tosfos. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Are you leaving, Yosef? Oh, you stick around. Okay. Now, all right. We're 6 lines from the bottom of Chaf Hamad Aleph. Okay? Now, I have to pause with the questions because I'm running a little behind time. Okay? Now, Manithin, Maaseh Reuven, Nikra V'lo Matargim. Now, we said that Bizman Chazal, when they read the Pesukim in Chumash, so there would also be a Maturgaman who would translate it into Aramaic. Everybody needs to mute themselves, okay? Okay, everybody's muted. All right. So but there are some psukim that we don't translate. Maase Reuven Nikra V'lo Matargim. The incident with Reuven, it says in Chumash, if I read and translate the Pasuk, it sounds like Reuven had relations with Bilhah, who is his father's Pilegesh. Now, Chazal teach us in the Gemara and Shabbos, that's not what Reuven did. It just means he moved his father's bed from Bilhah's tent to his mother Leah's tent. But because that was a wrong thing to do, so the Torah writes it this way. But we're afraid that if we translate into Aramaic, the people, the common populace, will misunderstand. So he says, so Maaseh Reuven Nikra V'lo Matargim. So the instant Reuven is read, it's not translated. You know, when I was a youngster, I'm going to really date myself with this, but when I was in Yeshiva Ketana, they had this English translation that went back to like the 1890s, McGill's Linear Chumash. And there was Rabbi Berkowitz then. I remember he got one of these for me, and I obviously was, paid for it. But in that Chumash, they would translate some things in English and some things no English. And I think like this sort of thing would be no English on that one. Sometimes do some Rashi or something like that. So Maase Tamar Nikra Matargim. Now the incident with Tamar is read and is translated. Now one way to understand Maase Tamar is Yehuda and Tamar. That incident where Yehuda has relations with his daughter-in-law Tamar. But some of the Mefarshim want to say the Rambam and the Bartanura say the Maase Tamar is a totally different incident. There's an incident in Sefer Shmuel where Tamar is a daughter of David HaMelech, and Amnon rapes Tamar. If you remember, there's an incident like that. So someone said that's the incident. He said, but either way, it's Nikra Matargim. Maase Egel Rishon Nikra Matargim. The first, now in Parshas Ki Tisa mentions the incident with the Egel. First it says what happens. The Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. The Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, what happened? So he says, Maase Egel Rishon Nikra Matargim. The first narrative of the Egel, that's read and that's translated. Vashteni Nikra V'lo Matargim. The second is read and not translated. And we'll see in the Chumash. It's going to be, the problem is, then the second incident, where the narrative, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, what happened? So he says, so Aaron says, Va'ashlichei Va'esh Va'yitzei Ha'egel Hazeh. I threw all the jewelry in the fire, and the Egel came out. So it sounds a little bit like the Egel had his own kochus or whatever. So we're afraid that people get the wrong understanding of it. Birkat Konim, Maase David Ba'amnon. Birkat Konim, and Maase David Ba'amnon. And this also was the same, according to the way the Rambam, it's the same as before. But, yeah, right. But he says, Nikroyan Velomatargman, the red and the not translated. And we'll see that why, even if I say it's the same thing, why one is translated, why one not. And now we have Nikrayin V'lo Matargimin, but the Bach has Lo Nikrayin V'lo Matargimin. They're not even read publicly and not Targumin. But either way, we'll see. Ein Laftir in the Merkava. Now, we can't have a Haftorah from Maase Merkava is in the beginning of Yechezkel, which is an incident like it's a high level of Nevuah, a high vision that Yechezkel sees. And, most people don't understand it. And so he says, well, so we don't realize Merkaba, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, and that's obviously looked at the last post-votes, the Kaimelon Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos says we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda because we have a Haftorah on the first day of Shavuot from Maaseh Merkava. Then the Mishnah says, Reblezer Omer, Eim Aftirin Behodat Yerushalayim. Reblezer says we don't have Haftorah with the section of Hodat Yerushalayim, and it talks about the Toiva with the horrible deeds they did in Yerushalayim. Now, the Goris says, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Yesh Nikrin and Mitar argument. The Braisa says some things are read and translated. Yesh Nikrin below Mitar argument. Some things are read and not translated. Yesh Lo Nikrin below Mitar argument. And some things are not read and not translated. And here again, the Gra says, Where's the Gra? Yeah. He says, so the Gra takes out Yesh Lo Nikrin below Mitar argument. The Gra takes those words out. He says, now, Elu Nikrin and argument. Now the Bryce continues. The following are read and translated. Now, Balada Kana Shesiman, these letters are the simanim for the things that are read and translated. Like the first date is Breshit. Like Maaseh Breshit, it's the beginning of Breshit, that's Nikrin and argument. That's read and that's translated. So Pshita, that's obvious. Why would I not translate it? So Maudatema Akbushu Le Malamala Malamata. I might have thought that people might come to ask, Malamala Malamata, Rashi elsewhere learns, what's above the chayot, what's below the chayot, the celestial beings. And then turn page. Umalafanim umalachor. So one pshat Tosfos says, what took place before the world was created? What was the world, the universe like before there was a world? And what will be after the world no longer exists? So those things the Mishnah learns in Chagiga, which is coming up in Daf Yomi in another 6 weeks, that a person shouldn't inquire in those things. So Kamash Balan, that we do read it and we are targuming it. And again, the idea is the Targum is for the people who aren't so educated, and the only thing they get is this Targum. So he says, Maaseh Lot, Ushtevin Otav, Nikra Matargum. They didn't sit with Lot and his two daughters. If you remember, after the incident with Sodom and Gomorrah, so Lot and his daughters, they take refuge, and Lot ends up having relations with his daughters. So Lot, Ushtevin Otav, Nikra Matargum, that's read and translated to Aramaic. So Pshita, of course, the Gemara is obvious. So Avram. I might have thought, you know, Lot is Avram's nephew. It's like, it doesn't sound like a very nice thing that took place. That a kavod for Lot, maybe we shouldn't translate it. He says, Kamash Palan. Maaseh Tamar of Yehuda. It isn't with Tamar and Yehuda. Here, it's Mahurish, it's Tamar and Yehuda. That's Nikra Matargum, that's read, and it's translated. So Pshita, that's obvious. So Maaseh Nechush Lechod of Yehuda. I might have thought, like, out of kavod for Yehuda, maybe we shouldn't translate it. Tamash Falan, Shavach Yehuda, Odi, the Odi. In other words, it's a praise for Yehuda that he admitted. He said, Sad Kami Meni, I'm the one who impregnated her. Maaseh Egel Arisho Nikrim Atar Game. So the first narrative about the Egel in Parsha Pizza says read and it's translated. Shita, the Gemara says it's also obvious. So Maudatim Alechush Lechodan Shal Yisrael. I might have thought that we should be Choshesh for the kavod of Klal Yisrael, and like people are hearing that their forebears are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who were not, I shouldn't say Ovdei Avodah Zarah, most of the Farshim say it wasn't like that, but it means that they went off the derech in a significant way. So Kamash Malan, Koshkein Denichu Dehavi Luhu Kapara, that this will be Kapara, either the pain that they're going through will be a Kapara, or it'll motivate people to do tshuva. Klalodu Brachot, Nikrinu Matargim. Now the Klalodu Brachot is the Tochacha, at the end of the Sefer VaYikra and the end of Sefer Devarim is a tochacha in Parshat Bechukotai and Parshat Kitavo. This is Klal Brachot Nikrin Mitarkim. It's read and translated. So the Gemara says Pshita. That's obvious. So the Gemara says Maudatay Manechush Dilma Faygada Tayu Detzibur. Like the people, they won't be able to bear it up. They won't be able to handle it. He says Kamash Malan. That no, they can handle it. And if you look at Rashi, the third white line. They'll be zonk when they hear the punishment. Like we can't handle this whole setup. So Kamash Malan. Then
does the Maturgamon do it quietly?
No. Well, I don't know about that, but just give me a few lines. Azaropa Onshin Nikrin Matar. I assume the Maturgamon would probably do it the same volume as the Baal Kore. So if the Baal Kori is lower, then the Maturgamon would do it lower. I don't know if the Zman Chazala would be doing it lower, but so Azaropa Onshin Nikrin Maturgamon. The Azaropa Onshin means throughout the Torah. There are different punishments and things like that. That's read and translated. Shita. I might have thought that the people, and this relates to what you, Aaron Moshe, were saying a few lines ago, the people might end up serving Hashem out of Yira, like Aaron Moshe was saying, and the Rama brings down, in the Hilchot Tshuva, there's two levels a person can serve Hashem. A person can serve Hashem, he's afraid, I don't want to get this punishment, that punishment, the other punishment. Or the higher levels, when I serve Hashem out of Ava, like out of love of Hashem. So I mentioned people just serve from Yira. Now there's another gear here, but I want to keep moving. Now, Maase Amnon v'Tamar, Nikrom v'Targim. Now the incident with Amnon and Tamar, so in Sefer Shmuel, it talks about Amnon was also a son of David HaMelech, and Tamar was a daughter of David HaMelech, and I think Tamar was from the Yifat Toar, and it was the Yifat Toar had it, I think, before she converted. It was the way the Chazal teach us. Anyway, so Amnon v'Tamar Nikro Matargim, that's read and translated. Masi Avshalom Nikro Matargim. And the incident with Avshalom, you remember, was David HaMelech's son, and he led a rebellion against David HaMelech, and then it says that he had relations with his father's Pilak Shem. That's read and that's translated. So Peshitta. So Ma'od Zatayim Aleichus Yikari David. I might have thought, out of Kavod for David HaMelech, like we shouldn't, you know, like publicize all these things. Tamash Balan. Okay, Ma'asa Pilak Shbegiva. Again, if you're Shoftim, there's an incident with Pilegish Begiva where this person is traveling through Binyamin and he has Pilegish with her, and then the people, they rape the Pilegish, and then she dies, and he chops up the Pilegish and sends the pieces to all the Shvatim, and they all go to war with Binyamin, and they want some justice. So Masa Pilegish Begiva Nikra Matarg, and it's read and translated Pshita. Like, notify Yerushalayim about all its abominations. Nikro Mintargim. It's read and it's translated. Now, again, in the Mishnah, we learned that according to the Tanna Rabbi Lezer, we're not Mafia Hodat Yerushalayim. This Brisa says we're gonna read it and we're gonna translate it. So this is Pshita. So Gemara says, La Pukim is Reb Lezer. In other words, the Tana tells you that because his opinion is in contradistinction to that of the Tana Reb Lezer. The Tana, we learn the Braisa, Ma'aseh B'damachat Shekori L'malam Reb Lezer, Hodad Yerushalayim Etzavotah. There was an incident with somebody who, I assume, he's like on the bima. He's higher than Reb Lezer, and he's laying, I assume, as part of one of the Haftarot, Hodad Yerushalayim Etzavotah. So Amar Lo, Sir Reb Lezer said to him, Ashtavotek B'toy Vot Yerushalayim, while you're examining the abominations of Yerushalayim, like you should look at your own toivot in your family. In other words, it means like this. He was following the sheet of the Chachamim, that you could lay in it. But Reb Lezer was a rabbi there. He holds you shouldn't lay in it. So he was going against the Tana Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer took it that like there's something wrong with this person, that in his own yichus. But Kuach Rav Matsubo Shemes Pasul, he investigated, and indeed he had a Shemes Pasul in him. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions that I really have to run.
Who's Is there a rule for this? Is there a rule, Zehaklal?
I don't what more than what the Gemara says, I don't have a klal. Okay, no. Wait, Yosef, what? So the way it says in the Navi, then it's like the people, they were just having like, you know, like fun for the evening. They kept abusing her, like, and it was like some people from the neighborhood. It was in Giva, and the men there they took and they had, you know, sex with her the whole night, and then she was dead in the morning, and then so it was so. Okay, wait, what's up? You wanted to say something on Ramosha really quick, or
I'll say it after you finish.
Okay, now I have to run. No questions till the end. Okay, if we have time, then now. The following are read but not translated. Ra'abdan Siman, the Siman. Maase Reuven, the answer with Reuven is Nikra v'lomitargim. That we read, but we don't translate it. Umaase Reb Chanin ben Gamliel. There was an incident with Reb Chanin ben Gamliel. Shalach l'Kabul, went to this place Kabul. V'ayak korei chazan ha-kneset by Hibishkon Yisrael. That like the chazan, like the Baal Korei, was laying by Hibishkon Yisrael ba'aretz ha-hibay l'Reuven. V'amar lo l'maturgaman, he, Reb Chanin, said to the maturgaman, havseik al targim el acharon. In other words, only to translate the last part of the pasuk. It says "Vayu bnei Yaakov shnei masar." In other words, don't translate the part where it says "Vayishkab ruvein pilav pilag shavi." B'shemchu chachamim, and the chachamim praise Reb Chanina for doing it that way. Masa Egel Hasheni Nikra B'Lamatargim. This the second narrative about the Egel is read but not translated. Eiza Masa Egel Hasheni. What's Masa Egel Hasheni? Min Vayomer Moshe. Like Moshe says to Aaron, you know what happened to Milchama Zeh? He says Ad Vayomer Moshe. Tanya Rav Shmuel Azar Omer Lulami Hadam Zahir B'Tshuvotav. Person should always be careful with the way he responds. Should be told Tshuva Sheshivo Aaron LeMoshe, because from Aaron's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pakru Hama'arim. In other words, Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I threw all the gold into the fire, and this eagle came out. So from that answer, so like people kind of thought, like there's, if you look at Rashi, there's the sixth narrow line, he says, that in other words, like it sounds like the eagle on his own came out, and then wish there would be some co-op of the Bodhisattva. Okay. Birkakonim Nikrin Velomatargman. Birkakonim in Parshanasa was read, but isn't translated. My time, why not translate Birkakonim if it's harmless enough? Yishum Dativ Yisa. It says, may Hashem show you favor. So it sounds like there's the Tiat Panim. In other words, if you look at Rashi, he says, Shlo Yomru Kashbarkonos, around the 10th narrow line of Rashi from the top. Shlo Yomru Kashbarkonos Silem Panim. He shows some favoritism. In other words, Hashem is fair, but he chose favoritism to the Jewish people. So a person could be a servant. Why is Hashem doing it? But the Chazal teach us that like the Jewish people, they're Zohar with the mitzvah of Birchas Mazon, with a Machmir, desires Kibetzah, so he could do it. Now, Masi David Ba'amnon, the answer with David and Amnon isn't read and isn't translated. He just said it could be read. So it means, if you look earlier in the Gemara, on line 4 of this Talmud, line 3 and 4, it says, Masi Tamar Yehuda Nikro Matargim. The answer with Tamar Yehuda, not Tamar Yehuda, Amnon. We're looking with Amnon. Where is Amnon? He says, three lines above where it gets wide. He says, Masi Amnon and Tamar, Nikru Matargim. So earlier we said the answer with Amnon and Tamar is read and is translated. And here, the Brisa says that Masi David Amnon, Lo Nikrim, Lo Matargim, is not read and not translated. So which way is it? So he says, Lokasha, Hadithib Amnon ben David. If it says Amnon ben David, that we're not going to translate because it's like dragging David into the whole thing. Hadithib Amnon Stamim. It just says Amnon by himself that we would read and translate. So Tarabanan, all the psukim that are very would be sort of disparaging, we have a Korean sieve with it. Kigon, Yishkalena, Yishkavena. So Yishkalena is a very direct term. If somebody is not muted, I'm not gonna help you out. All right. Now, Yishkalena is a direct term like about, you know, sexual relations. So like it says in the Tochacha, like the Ish Acher Yishkalena, but we don't read it. We say Yishkavena. It's a cream too. So it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that we're not going to say that word directly. We'll say Yishkavena means to lie with somebody as opposed to like have relations. Then Ba Ofalim Ba Techorim. So in the Torah it says like you'll get like these hemorrhoids or whatever, but it says Ofalim, but we'll say Ba Techorim, a nicer way of saying it. And then Char Yonim Div Yonim. This is the pasuk in the Navi. It talks about when Aram has a matzur around Shomron, so there's no food, and it says like the people would pay money for Char Yonim, but we say Div Yonim. So Char Yonim means like you know, human waste, but Div Yonim sounds like that which flows from the doves. In other words, it's a nice euphemistic way of referring to it. Then it says LeChol Choreim L'Shtoda Meimei Shineihem. This is a later incident with Hizkiyahu HaMelech when Ashur has a matzur around Yerushalayim. So they say, like, you know, this is what you're going to be facing. You're going to be eating Koreihem. You'll be eating your own waste, and the Shtodet Meimei Rishinim is like your looser waste. And it was like you have the more solid stool and looser stool. But instead, that's what's written. But the Kree is Lecholet Soatam. Like to eat their tzoa, a nice way to say it, and saying l'shtot me'me reglam to like drink they're like, it means, it's a nice way to put a urine, but it's like, you know, the means like loose your stool, but here it's like translating to like urine, but a nice way of even saying urine. Okay, l'mechorot, l'mota'ot. L'mechorot, it says the bowel will be sent l'mechorot, it means like to the outhouse, but we said like l'mota'ot, a nicer way of saying it. Shuvin karcholmer, l'mechorot kishman, it says no, let's send l'mechorot the way it's there. It's just disparaging the Avodah Zarah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Leitzanuta asira, all scoffing is prohibited. So leitzanuta means if something is deserving a lot of kavod and I poke fun at it, that's leitzanus. Like we have a Talmud Chacham and I make a joke about him. You know, that's less leitzanus. So all leitzanus is asira. I mean, something, but bar means leitzanuta avodah kucham destroyer. It's leitzanus by avodah zara. That's permissible. He says, dechtiv, kara bail, kareis navo. Like bail, it's an avodah zara, bent down. Kirei Nevo, Nevo splashed. It means like, it's like you see the Navi is referring to the Avodah Zarah in a very disparaging way. Uchtiv, Karsu Karu Yachdav, Lo Yichlu Malei Masav Gomer. That they like splashed together, they bent together the Avodah Zarah, and they couldn't like escape the Masav of the weight. It means like they're going to the bathroom. Rabbi Yana Amar Mehacha, La'ad Galot Beit Aven Yaguru Shechan Shomron. So this is referring to the Yeravim set of places of Avodah Zarah for these Agalot and Beit El and Dan. So he says, Agalot Beit Avin Yaguru, they'll be fearful, the people live in Shomron, the people are mourning for it, the priests will either they were happy before or they're going to be happy now. Al kvodo ki galami menu, like the kavod that went to exile. Afri kvodo el kvedo, it's like it's weight. In other words, like as if the Avodah Zarah, like you know, went to the bathroom. So anyway, the point being that you see from the psukim that you're allowed to do late tzanis for the Avodah Zarah. So Amar Rav Huna bar Manoch, Moshed Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, Shari the bar Yisrael, the Neimar Leilo Vei Kochavim, a person can say to a non-Jew, Shakle Lavoda Kokavim, take your Avodah Zarah, Banche Bishintaf Shalo, and put it on the Shintaf. So Rashi says Shintaf, Bishon Bachasupe Shade Erbat Mitzrayim. It means like shade is buttocks. So take your Avodah Zarah, put it on the buttocks. Okay. Now, Amrabashi, Haiman Desani Shomani, if a person has a bad reputation, and we'll talk about that. Rashi says, Shotulab Shmuel Ra'ot, Ushmuel Shmuel, that he's an adulterer, he's you know, all over the place. Charlie the Bazuye, you can disparage him, but Gimel Bashin. So Gimel Bashin, Rashi says, is bar Yirta, Yurta, Zonashima, and then Sarya, Shem Musra. In other words, that he's like the son of a Zona, and then that's the Gimel is like Yurta, but the other thing is like a Zona, and the Shin is like a Shin Smalid. It's like, sorry, it has a drink like that. He says, one second. He says, yeah, Mas Sarya, a future name. So he says here, Haiman the Shapir Shomane. So you could do that. Haiman the Shapir Shomane, a person that has good reputation, Sharish Shabuche, you could praise him. Man Shabuche, Nukhulu Brachel Roshto. And if you praise him, he'll have Brachot. Oh, let me just do a few lines in the next mission. It's going to have to be tonight. I'll just start off with one line. Hadralas Torah to Megiddo made. B'nei Yerushalayim Ruchu Bashliyah Lochim B'damah Beit Knesset. If people sell the town square, they can take with the proceeds and buy a shul. So it means that when I sell something that has kedusha with it, I have to go up. Malin b'kodesh. You go up in kodesh. He says Beit Knesset. So if I buy the town square is where they would daven on a tanit tzibur, so it has a certain kedusha. But if they sell it to somebody. So then the proceeds that she buys a shul, but the Knesset look in Teva. If I sell shul, I should use the proceeds for an Aron. Teva look in Mitpachot. If I sell the Aron, I should buy Mitpachot, the wrappings for a Sefer Torah. Mitpachot, if I sell the Mitpachot, I should buy Sfarim with it. Rashi is Navi Mitzubim. Sfarim look in Torah. If I sell Sfarim, I should buy a Torah with it. Aval in Machu Torah, but if I sell the Torah, which is at the high end of it, lo yichu Sfarim. I shouldn't use the proceeds by Sifrei Nach. Svarim Luichu Mipachot. If I sell the Nach, I shouldn't buy the wrappings. Mipachot Luichu Teva, I shouldn't use to buy an Aron. Aron Luichu Beit Knesset. If I sell an Aron, I shouldn't buy a shoe. The Beit Knesset Luichu Ed Bechov. The same thing that's left over from it. Meaning, if I sell, let's say, Rechov Shalir, and I buy a shul, but I left over money from the sale, I shouldn't use that money, you know, for anything else. Then it also has to be used for going up. Okay. I'm sorry. What did you want to say,
Aaron Moshe?
Let me hear you quick.
No, I was just going to say we were talking about Shema Yisrael, about 50 years ago. I was a chazan in a hotel up in the country, in the Empire Hotel. I don't know if anybody ever heard of it. It was Newman and Nyman. There was 500 people there, 1,000 people there. So I was davening, and after I finished davening, a guy comes over to me, a Holocaust survivor. He says, you say your vino malteno, you did responsively, you know, and then you start saying very quickly, what's the difference between those two? They killed on your name, they killed on your oneness. What's the difference between those two? He says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, I was hiding in the forest and they marched out my whole town. The Nazis marched. You lined them up, and they took a machine gun, and they started shooting from one end to the others. So some of them were able to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I say, Leman, Harugim, Al Shem Kodshecha. But on the end of the line, the last ones that were killed, it was, I say, Leman, Tabuchim, Ayachidecha. They were able to end up with Hashem Echad. They were able to say the words Echad.
Okay.
I'll always remember that.
All right, thank you. Listen, I have to go. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Okay, let me just end it. Let me end it. One second.